Dust if you must. Dust if you must, but wouldn't it be better to paint a picture or write a letter, bake a cake or plant a seed, ponder the difference between want and need. Dust if you must, but there's not much time, with rivers to swim and mountains to climb, music to hear and books to read, friends to cherish and life to lead. Dust if you must, but the world's out there, with the sun in your eyes and the wind in your hair, a flutter of snow, a shower of rain, this day will not come around again. Dust if you must, but bear in mind, old age will come and it's not kind, and when you go, and go you must, you, yourself, will make more dust.
In the Arms of My Glasses, a poem by John Hegley. They can call me softy, as ofty as they please, but I will stand by these, my little optical accessories. They stop me walking into lampposts and trees when it's foggy and I'm out walking with my doggy.
The Class Game by Mary Casey. How can you tell what class I'm from? I can talk posh like some, with an ollie in my mouth, down my nose, wearing hat, not a scarf, with me second-hand clothes. So why do you always wince when you hear me say, ta-ra, to me ma, instead of bye, mummy dear? How can you tell what class I'm from? Because we live in a corpy, not like some, in a pretty little semi on Wirral Way, and commuting to Liverpool by train each day. Or did I drop my unemployment card, sitting on your patio? We have a yard. How can you tell what class I'm from? Have I a label on me head, and another on me bum? Or is it because my hands are stained with toil instead of soft lily white with perfume and oil? Don't I crook me little finger when I drink me tea? Say toilet instead of bog when I want to pee? Why do you care what class I'm from? Does it stick in your gullet like a sour plum? Well, mate, a cleaner is me mother, a docker is me brother, bread pudding is wet Nelly, and me stomach is me belly, and I'm proud of the class that I come from.
To laugh is to risk appearing a fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out to another is to risk involvement. To expose feelings is to risk exposing your true self. To place your ideas and dreams before a crowd is to risk their loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. But risk must be taken, because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, is nothing. He may avoid suffering and sorrow, but he cannot learn, feel, change, grow, or live. Chained by his servitude, he is a slave who has forfeited all freedom. Only a person who risks is free. The pessimist complains about the wind, the optimist expects it to change, and the realist adjusts the sails. Risk by William Arthur Ward.
I Wanna Be Yours by John Cooper Clarke. I wanna be your vacuum cleaner, breathing in your dust. I wanna be your Ford Cortina, I will never rust. If you like your coffee hot, let me be your coffee pot. You call the shots, I wanna be yours. I want to be your raincoat for those frequent rainy days. I want to be your dream boat when you want to sail away. Let me be your teddy bear. Take me with you anywhere. I don't care. I want to be yours. I want to be your electric meter. I will not run out. I want to be the electric heater you'll get cold without. I want to be your setting lotion, hold your hair in deep devotion, deep as the deep Atlantic Ocean. That's how deep is my devotion.
Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never, in extremity, it asked a crumb of me.
For Women Who Are Difficult to Love by Wasson Shire. You are a horse running alone and he tries to tame you, compares you to an impossible highway, to a burning house, says you are blinding him and that he could never leave you, forget you, want anything but you. You dizzy him. You are unbearable. Every woman before or after you is doused in your name. You fill his mouth. His teeth ache with the memory of taste. His body is just a long shadow seeking yours. But you are always too intense, frightening in the way you want him, unashamed and sacrificial. He tells you that no man can live up to the one who lives in your head. And you tried to change, didn't you? Closed your mouth more, tried to be softer, prettier, less volatile, less awake. But even when sleeping, you could feel him travelling away from you in his dreams. So what do you want to do, love? Split his head open? You can't make homes out of human beings. Someone should have already told you that. And if he wants to leave, then let him leave. You are terrifying and strange and beautiful. Something not everyone knows how to love.
An extract from Ulysses by Alfred Lord Tennyson. There lies the port, the vessel puffs her sail. There gloom the dark, broad seas. My mariners, souls that have toiled and wrought and thought with me, that ever with a frolic welcome took the thunder and the sunshine, and opposed free hearts, free foreheads. You and I are old. Old age hath yet his honour and his toil. Death closes all. But something ere the end, some work of noble note may yet be done, not unbecoming men that strove with gods. The lights begin to twinkle from the rocks. The long day wanes. The slow moon climbs. The deep moans round with many voices. Come, my friends, 'tis not too late to seek a newer world. Push off, and sitting well in order, smite the sounding furrows. For my purpose holds to sail beyond the sunset and the baths of all the western stars until I die. It may be that the gulfs will wash us down. It may be we shall touch the happy isles and see the great Achilles whom we knew. Though much is taken, much abides, and though we are not now, that strength which in old days moved earth and heaven, that which we are, we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.
The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, and nothing more.
Watch Your Step, I'm Drenched by Adrian Mitchell. In Manchester, there are 1,000 puddles, bus-queue puddles poised on slanting paving stones, railway puddles slouching outside stations, cinema puddles in ambush at the exits, zebra-crossing puddles in dips of the dark stripes. They lurk in the murk of the northwestern evening for the sake of their notorious joke, their only joke, to soak. The tights of the trousers of the citizens, each splash and consequent curse is echoed by 1,000 dark Mancunian puddle chuckles. In Manchester, there lives the king of puddles, master of miniature muck lakes, the Shah of Slosh, Splendifero of Splash, Prince Pasha and Pope of Pubbledon, where, somewhere, the rain-headed ruler lies doggo incognito, disguised as an average accidental mini-pool. He is as scared as any other emperor. For one night, all his soiled and soggy victims might storm his streets, assassination in their minds, 1,000 rolls of blotting paper in their hands, and drink his shadowed one-joke life away.
The Eagle, Alfred Lord Tennyson. He clasps the crag with crooked hands, close to the sun in lonely lands, ringed with the azure world he stands. The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls, he watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt he falls.
My legs are weak.
I'm collecting people's tears, they cried, because they miss you. They filled the seas and all the lakes with memories the wind blew. I'd run out of jars before a second could pass. Didn't have enough time with you to turn the hourglass. Pictures in my head suddenly appear. Why'd you have to go away? It's all not very clear. Goodbye, sweet angel. Sail away on teary seas. Tattooed the times we had on my memory. My legs are weak. When I close my eyes, I see you, the dimples in your cheeks. I forgot to thank you for things because I hadn't seen you in weeks. I woke up this morning and hoped for a dream, but reality sat next to me and forced me to believe. Knocked down too soon, like a skittle on the lanes, the man took the wrong stop from life's fast-moving train. Goodbye, sweet angel. Sail away on teary seas. Tattooed the times we had on my memory. My legs are weak.
The Cloths of Heaven by W.B. Yeats. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, enwrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams.
Have a Nice Day by Spike Milligan. Help, help, said a man. I'm drowning. Hang on, said a man from the shore. Help, help, said the man. I'm not clowning. Yes, I know, I heard you before. Be patient, dear man who is drowning. You see, I've got a disease. I'm waiting for a Dr. J. Browning, so do be patient, please. How long, said the man who was drowning, will it take for the doc to arrive? Not very long, said the man with the disease. Till then, try staying alive. Very well, said the man who was drowning. I'll try and stay afloat by reciting the poems of Browning and other things that he wrote. Oh, help, help, said the man with the disease. I suddenly feel quite ill. Keep calm, said the man who was drowning. Breathe deeply and lie quite still. Oh dear, said the man with the awful disease. I think I'm going to die. Farewell, said the man who was drowning, said the man with the disease. Goodbye. So the man who was drowning drowned, and the man with the disease passed away. But apart from that, and a fire in my flat, it's been a very nice day.
I Come From by Lucy Graham. I come from home-cut meals and frozen leftovers, bangers and mash Mondays, endless choruses of make us a brew, and schools on Sundays. I come from a warm home and cool clothes, donning red kits, bacon butties on cold Saturday mornings, but I'd never eat the fatty bits. I come from hard work seekers, from teachers to panel beaters, builders and factory workers, and I don't come from shirkers. I come from all over the place. You can see it spelt onto my face. I am from Scotland, Ireland and even Wales. I come from deep blue oceans where every ship sails. I come from the sun, the moon and all of the stars, from Jupiter, Neptune and even Mars. I come from all hopes, dreams and thoughts, stuck in the minds of those who doubted, from all the books, films, lyrics, where my love of words sprouted. I come from you, my friend, from where you've been, from where you go. I come from long drives in Spain to playing in the snow. I come from heartbreak, sadness and determination, from the blood, sweat and tears of our great nation. But if you boil it down to our earth's very core, I know where I'm from. I don't need to say any more.